Windows or doors sticking? Cracks in your drywall or brickwork? These can be signs of a structural foundation problem. PermaSeal can help with that. Free inspections, transferable warranties, financing, and peace of mind. PermaSeal, 800-421-7325 or permaseal.net.
Time for everyone's story, because everybody's got something to share. We're starting with you today. Mary, what do you have?
All these Kegel exercises always gave me nightmares.
I know. I every friend I have has a different opinion on how many you do, when you do them, all that kind of stuff. So I thought, well, we'll put it up to the doctor. He almost sounded a little nervous talking about it.
They're especially important after you give birth. That's for sure. But anyway. Let's see. The mystery of the stolen stone bust of Jim Morrison. Have you guys heard about this?
Yeah, they just discovered it, right?
Yeah, it's been solved. 37 years ago in 1988, this bust, so I guess it was his head, like, you know, whatever, that's part of his shoulders, was stolen from the Père Lachaise Cemetery. Thank you. Morrison, so he died in Paris in 1971. So this thing's been missing for 37 years. But the Paris prosecutors are not saying what happened, how it was recovered, if it's going to go back to the cemetery. They're not saying anything.
Sounds like Chicago Police Department.
So, yeah, exactly. So they're not giving away any information. So I don't know why they're saying this mystery has been solved, because it still seems like a pretty big mystery to me.
Right. You got it back. We're happy. Give us the details.
Yeah, tell us how the heck somebody can go and steal this thing from a cemetery when everybody was going there to, you know, pay homage to him and, you know, hang out at the cemetery all the time. And it just disappeared. A Croatian artist sculpted the piece. And, so I guess it's back.
We're talking about the lead singer of The Doors, Jim Morrison. What's your story, Lauren?
Well, that's so funny that they say they solved this crime, because they're also trying to solve the missing bronze statue of U.S. First Lady Melania Trump.
Oh, that's right. I saw this, too.
Really?
Yes. I had no idea she even had a statue there. But
she had a couple, right?
Yes. So this recent one looks absolutely nothing like her. You would never know. It was sawed off at the ankles. It's been taken away. No one really knows what happened to it. But that was not the first one. That one replaced a sculpture that was put in place in 2020. Or was it 2017? 2020.
I don't know.
It was 2017, but then it was torched because it was wood. It was torched in July of 2020. It was cut from this trunk of a linden tree. It had her blue dress, that pale blue dress she wore that first inauguration in 2017. So after it was set on fire, they replaced it with this bronze one. But apparently people still not happy, so they got rid of it.
It's in her home country.
Yes.
I was going to say, where the heck is it?
It's not here. Yeah, it's in her home country. And that first one was just somebody paying homage to her, right?
Something like that. It's in the town where was born. What I thought was really funny is they mentioned in this article, they talked to a baker or someone who works at a bakery in the town, and they actually sell cakes with Melania Trump's name to support the First Lady. But they're saying the statue won't be missed. So even if it's never recovered, it doesn't seem like people really care. They said that I think no one was really proud of this statue, not even the First Lady.
Well, because it looks terrible. That's why.
It's pretty bad.
Yeah. It's like, what is happening?
I still don't know how people manage to just get away with statues, though. It's not like this is even close to the first time something like this has happened.
And it's not like a huge city.
Right.
You know? And it was kind of out in the country. So I think somebody there knows something. What's your story, Kevin?
Well, I've got another sports auction story. It did the Michael Jordan game-worn full Bulls uniform, which is just funny to think about, whoever bought this, wearing this, watching a Bulls game, just sitting on their couch, hanging out. But it's the jersey, the shorts, that sold for $2.63 million. But there were other Michael Jordan pieces that also went for big money. A total of $18.5 million spent at this latest sports catalog auction. Michael Jordan sneakers went for $152,000, a couple of cards for well over $100,000. Ken Griffey Jr., one of my all-time favorite baseball players, he had a card sell for, I shouldn't say he, a card was auctioned off for $280,000. One more for you, Shohei Ohtani card went for $189,000.
Why do I think Ken Griffey Jr. has passed away? Has he, or is he still alive?
No, no, no. He's alive.
Okay.
All he's right. a photographer now. Remember, he was at the Masters taking those four photos
oh,
of Ray.
That's yeah. right. That's why it was on my mind.
Yes. They do these throughout the year. This was the big spring one from Heritage Auctions. And again, over $18 million spent.
I'm always baffled by that. Everybody's like, oh, I'm cutting back. What are some smart spending tips? Don't tell Terry Savage that I just dropped $2.6 million on Michael Jordan shorts and t-shirt.
Yeah.
It's got to be people that I always think, do they have a bar? Is it somewhere that they're going to display it?
It could be businesses, too. You yeah. know, people
collectors.
Small collectors.
And how much paraphernalia does he have out there?
How about this one? A 1990 Topps USA George H.W. Bush card sold for $51,000. Remember, he played baseball at Yale. So.
Oh, that's right. Yeah. My gosh. And who gives us stuff for auction? It's not Michael. It's somebody else that had it in their possession.
Yeah, it wasn't just all. I mean, it was a lot of Jordan stuff, the big one being the uniform that sold. I guess it's just collectors or what they have acquired from different auctions. I think it's just kind of a game of timing things and waiting and keeping things in good enough condition.
Some donations.
This doesn't give me donation vibes.
Well, I mean, like, athletes donating these things to people
to
sell.
It could go to people, and then people right. realize they have something in their possession, or, well, I don't know. I mean, you know, some people hang on to stuff, and then they call one of these places and say, how much could I get for this? And
okay, you know, well, maybe
if you have a Game Worn Michael Jordan uniform somewhere in storage, be sure to put that one up for auction.
Absolutely. Okay, coming up, Hector Corona is going to join us. He's the founder of City Kids Camp. Nobody can tell the story better than Hector, although he's very humble and kind of quiet. But it's because of him that kids who live in neighborhoods that just are not safe in Chicago get to go to camp for a week. And we ask everyone to pitch in whatever you can to help send a kid to camp. Our radiothon is tomorrow, so we'll give you some details. If you're thinking right now, okay, I can pitch in right now, just go to WGNradio.com/camp. You can make a donation, but you can find out more about it coming up after Lauren's news from the Northwestern Medicine Newsroom.